BoxingWords.com.
No matter what nobody says, man, can't nobody fuck with me, man. You know, I can't be fucked with, you know.
Solid Easy Production.
But if you pay to see me win, yeah, or you pay to see me lose, you're gonna pay. Look, your kids still gotta eat. I don't have to watch, you know, any footage of a fight. I mean, because I'm Floyd Mayweather, everybody gotta watch me. I knew eventually I was gonna have to fight Oscar. I feel like he was straight up and down, no really no special effects.
BoxingWords.com.
I think Canelo had a bigger deal. Your deal is for 300 million. And I made 350 million just in one fight. And you're fighting on the app.
BoxingWords.com.
I'm a king, okay? I eat a feast. Every time I eat, I eat a feast. And when I get up from the table, I don't give a fuck. I don't get the leftovers. At the end of the day, follow my green plate.
Solid Evening of Food Productions.
BoxingWords.com. Good morning, TBB. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Alexander Lyonnais, and we're going to be talking the heavyweight division yet again as Floyd Mayweather is now talking the heavyweight division. Floyd Mayweather Jr., TBE, self-proclaimed TBE, but mostly consider him the GOAT these days, has come out and said that he looks forward to working with Anthony Joshua real soon. He says they communicate all the time. They talk all the time. And Floyd Mayweather told this to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, and it's really been catching fire on the internet as the thought of the dream team is what they're calling it. Floyd linking with Anthony Joshua, hence the dream team. What do you think? I mean, this must be great news for you as you, Alexander Lyonnais of New Jersey, you pick Anthony Joshua to dethrone Tyson Fury. Do we give him any better or greater chances now that the rumor is Floyd will link up with him?
Don't ask me that question.
Man. You know, I probably had like another feeling when it was I guess when we heard the rumors about Wilder maybe linking up with Floyd, remember?
Yep.
I remember back then, you know, I was, you know, you were for it, man, you know what, it's really not gonna benefit too much. But what exactly did that mean, you know? Is he gonna work with him like me and you were talking about when Wilder was, you know, being rumored to work with him like in the ring or work with him in brands or promotional company? I don't know, man, but like if we're gonna go with what we see right off the bat, like damn, all right, so he's gonna teach him his style. I mean, would that work against Tyson Fury? I thought about it and I'm like, okay, well, Tyson Fury's learned the Kronk style, which is a mesh of the European and American, and maybe this can be like a game changer, man. Like maybe that these styles can really give us a great fight, and maybe Joshua can use this style. I don't know. How often do you see heavyweights use the Mayweather role? I seen Coffee, Mike Coffee, used it on you in the ring the other day.
I think that, you know, maybe you're going too deep into it or you're being too literal. I mean, just because Mayweather's going to work with him, it doesn't mean that he's going to teach him the shoulder roll or that's the first thing that he's going to learn. It could just be training-wise. You know, people don't train like Mayweather. It could be, you know, advice. Simply, you know, AJ is young, strong, athletic, to some degree. He has all the tools. Maybe he just needs advice. I mean, there were rumors of sports psychologists in the past. Maybe you just need someone like a Floyd to, you know, put you on the right track, give you the right words. I don't know.
Maybe a motivation. I mean, look,
man. My energy's the same. When Floyd said he could help Wilder, I wanted Wilder to take the help. If Floyd is saying he can help AJ, I want AJ to take the help because it will help the sport. It will help the fight. We'll get more pay-per-view buys. It'll be a bigger fight. It'll do well for the sport, and it'll put eyeballs on the sport. You know, Mayweather is a completely different element. And if he's handing out an olive branch, you take it, in my opinion. You don't smack that Mayweather hand away. You know what I mean? That's an elite club that you're in if you hanging out with Mayweather and he's showing up to your fight and he's, you know, bigging you up on social media. It's not many, very many fighters that can say that. So, you know.
I've seen a few videos, you know, of Floyd, you know, still training, you know. Obviously, you know, he got that fight with Logan coming. And,
$100 million they're saying he's making for that one.
Man, listen, bro.
How you get $100 million for a dude that is 0-1?
I think anybody hating on that fight is just, you know, it's just mad. But still making that much money. But
I'm just shocked. Honestly speaking, I'm shocked.
Going back to AJ and Floyd, right, the combination, like we talk about how important it was and how effective it has been for Andy Ruiz to be around Canelo and, you know, greatness and a good team. I mean, why can't that work with Joshua? You know, he's a heavyweight, and he can be training in the Floyd Mayweather gym and with the team there. And maybe, you know, he gets motivated and maybe he gets, you know, something from it and something that will benefit him in the fight. You know, it can be seen like that as well. You know, we can't just say that, you know, one thing works for one guy and it can't work for the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing, you know, as a guy that sits here and, you know, strategizes and looks at these guys and how they fight or whatever, that it was just interesting to me. Like, you know, the first thing you picture is, you know, Joshua doing a shoulder roll, because that's what Floyd Mayweather was known for. But Floyd Mayweather is known for so many other things. And you know, I guess we don't sit here and talk about it too much. We knew him. But he knows how to attack. He knows how to do a lot of things in there that can work against a guy that's coming at you on the crunk style. But who knows? You know, who knows who got the game plan and what they're trying to do? In the end of the day, it's how you put it together, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, oof. I
dream
just
team.
Like it. I
you
just
put
like
dream
it.
Team.
I like the dream team. I like the dream team aspect. I think they can sell it. It's going to bring some eyeballs to the pay-per-view.
Do they do cards together? Is that maybe something that was that? Maybe it's not training. Maybe it's we're looking to work with you real soon. Maybe they do combined cards or something of that nature. Maybe a super card or something like that. Imagine those two on a card, you know?
I mean, I doubt it's that, because you can't be planning a pay-per-view with AJ on the same card if he's got to fight two fights with Fury. It just don't make sense, you know?
Got Coyote, early morn, shout out to you, champ, says, official prediction, AJ in 3 rounds, watch this space. Damn.
Watch this space?
Yeah, watch this space.
No clue what that means.
I guess he says just watch those 3 rounds. Yo, he sounds a little bit like Izzy and shit, Pulev in 3,
yeah.
AJ in 3. I mean, I don't think he does it in 3. Like, whew, for him to do it in 3, it's got to be like Marvin Hagler versus Tommy Hearns first 3 rounds. It's got to be nuts. I don't think it happens like that. But again, bro, you know, teaming up can mean a few things, and I just, you know, I don't know what to make of it, right? Mayweather knows Tyson Fury. He's met him too, and he doesn't speak anything negative. He speaks well of him. So, I don't know. Didn't Mayweather bet on Tyson Fury at one time, you know, to win?
Yeah. He definitely did, but that's the thing. He's been cool with AJ, so it looks like he picked Fury to beat Wilder, but he might be like you, picking AJ to beat Fury. Because he wants to work with him. You ain't working with him if you want him to lose.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, look, Joshua to me is gonna be the victor in this. And added Team Floyd, you know, I could see pull counters. I could see some. You know,
you're tripping, man.
Hey, man, look, bro, you got a big ass dude coming at you. I could see a pull counter coming out of AJ. And you know, come on, you know, you gotta just think about it. He boxed on his back foot that last fight before.
I don't know, man. I don't know that anybody is gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna go train with you, teach me the shoulder roll. You know, like I think it's more basic than that. You know, it's not gonna be this huge visual change. Like, oh wow, look at him shoulder rolling, look at him doing the Floyd Mayweather pull count. Hell no, that shit don't come overnight.
But look how. It's not like you're teaching it to a novice. This guy knows his stuff already. You know, maybe he'll just give him certain pointers, have him doing certain things. You said that a lot of people don't know how Floyd trains. You know, sometimes the cameras go off. There's probably little secrets that he has helped him over the years. I mean, if he's able to share that with AJ, it could benefit him for sure.
I was gonna bring that up. Do you think that the Floyd Mayweather link up will be negative for Anthony Joshua because of all the extra attention that will come if Floyd's around? Would it be a distraction? Can it become one?
You know how Floyd does. I think all that will be under control. You know, it's whatever he wants, however many people he wants in there. He'll probably just have one reporter in there. You know how it gets, you know, and I don't think it'll be much of a distraction, if they allow it, obviously, you know. Go to, what's my man's club name, man? Floyd's spot. That slips my mind.
What is it?
But,
something girl collection.
Girl collection. I mean, damn. Yeah, unless you go in the girl collection.
So that's what you're thinking about early in the morning, girl collection, huh?
I mean, no, I think distractions.
So
you know, boxers.
Floyd is going to link with AJ to take him to girl collection?
No, I'm saying that if he doesn't allow these distractions to affect him, he'll be all right. You know, what does Vegas have to offer? You know, it offers a party life, party. So, you know, but why would it affect him? I mean, it didn't affect Floyd. It's a discipline, bro. I'm pretty sure that he doesn't want to lose. But, I mean, does he come down? I mean, I'm talking crazy. Does he come down and train down here? And, like, you know, he trains with, oh God, these names are so much better at this, Botanica.
I just think that it's
AJ's trainer?
of a McCracken.
McCracken. I was going to say
McCracken. I think it's so much more of a media, like, whirlwind if you come here and you train. Like, the UK will be reporting every day. They're going to send the biggest of the biggest reporters from the UK down to Las Vegas if he goes to Floyd. And then all the biggest from America will be there trying to get a glimpse, watching them drive in, you know, seeing them shake hands outside. Like, it's going to be a constant 24-hour tabloid type of thing. And I think this fight specifically needs it because we have no American. So what better way to make the American public buy an all British pay-per-view than by having the self-proclaimed TBE basically endorsing the fight? He becomes the face.
We talked a little bit about, you know, the fight and the venues that were out there, potential venues. And, you know, here in the States, was one of them, no? And if it's not, I mean, we talked about Jerry Jones.
I'm sure they can do Allegiant Stadium as long as Las Vegas governor gives them full capacity. They got Jerry Jones at full capacity, obviously Miami, you know. And look, you got Tampa Bay. You could turn the Super Bowl. If they had 23,000 in the Super Bowl, you could do that here too. So there's a lot.
Because, I mean, Tyson Fury is going to be down here, no? In the Kronk Gym.
I mean, maybe, maybe not, right? You know, we've seen Sugar Hill go up there. They also were in Miami. So, you know, these fighters change up the location.
I'm saying if both British fighters would be here in the States, I think it wouldn't be out of the build-up.
It'll be better for the build-up because more American media will cover it and we will get to know these guys. Obviously, you and I know who they are, but does the average person know them? Are they going to be invested? Are they going to want to spend those $80? Are they going to want to buy that pay-per-view? Or is this going to be free on some sort of subscription or terrestrial channel?
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely more American population in America than the UK. So if they were down here, they'd get a crazy promotion. I'm pretty sure there'd be, you know, the buys out here cost a lot more than the ones in the UK. Does that cause the income, pay-per-view income, to increase having it here in America as the UK?
Of course. But sometimes you don't care about pay-per-view revenue if you got, you know, a significant site fee that's guaranteeing you some bread. But speaking of guaranteed bread, let's go to these guaranteed super chats. You stopped off at Coyote in the UK. Looks like we got LJ Juarez who says, AJ pulling the pool counter. Damn. I don't know what LFG stands for. What's that? Let's fucking get out of here. Like, fuck out of here? No. What is LFG? LFG.
LFG, laughing. LFG.
Laughing on the fucking ground. Nah, I don't know. Shout out to the best boxing content creators on YouTube. I have no clue what LFG stands for. Laughing my... No, because you need an M. Do you need an M for... yeah, you do need an M. So laughing furiously at... All right. Next super chat is from Supermax, who says Tampa could hold a big crowd. WrestleMania is expecting 37,000 in a couple of weeks at the same stadium the Super Bowl was at. I just said that, and I didn't even know about wrestling. But you see, I just don't get it. That's why I get mad at Bob when he says, "Oh, we can't put on fights. It's COVID. It's a pandemic." I mean, it's been not a pandemic for a long time. Earl brought in like 2.6 million. In ticket sales, like, they better stop or whatever it is that he sold. He sold more than Canelo. That's all I know in Texas. So give up that money. We got George, the sole survivor of the apocalypse. Well, damn. All right.
He said, "I am legend."
He said, "He's money mouth face." Okay.
Emoji status GIF.
Oh, that's a GIF.
Yeah, that's a GIF. It looked like.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, so he's saying, okay, so it's the money eyes emoji face. So it's if let's fucking go, it's LFG. So if Floyd does get with Anthony, it is a money eye emoji face because that's what I'm saying. It increases pay-per-view buys. It increases American attention on this fight. And we all know it needs that, whether the UK wants to believe it or not, you know. We want the world to tune into this fight. Why? Because this hasn't happened in a long time, let alone undisputed, but Brits being undisputed. That's never happened. So, yeah, we definitely need all the attention on this fight that it can get.
And, I mean, I really don't want to hear about the – I mean, somebody – I just saw something about – yeah, it was Jason. Jason said it. The time will restrict that fight from happening in the USA. How does that work? We've seen plenty of championship fights in the UK here in America. Isn't it like just a reversal role in time?
He knows that he's lying. He knows that America makes them wait up all night and they have to. Like, if AJ and Fury fight here, they're going to fight here to cater to America, and the UK is going to stay up a little later. It's always how it's done.
And when the fights happen out there, I mean, we get them earlier, right? Is that how it works? Yeah. So, I mean, I don't see no issue with that. No issue with that. And plus, you could probably have, you know, maybe Deontay Wilder in the seedings, you know, have somebody, you know, I could definitely see a good show out here. I mean, they still haven't picked the venue, but where do you think it ends up? I mean, I'm thinking I'm a dreamer right now if it ends up happening in the USA, but UK, Dubai, Australia, like, where does this really, really happen? Like, for the convenience of, you know, across the board.
I don't think it's about convenience, man. It's about that check, man. Put some respect in a check, man. It's about the check. Where are we getting the biggest check? The Syfy, man.
So I think this just goes back to Saudi, man. I really do. Like, this goes back to what was it, Rakea?
Man, Shorty Smarty, man. Until we see something about that, I ain't buying it, man. Qatar, Saudi, Prince Who, Prince Diz, everybody been buying Pacquiao and AJ Fury for a year now, man. Let me see it actually get bought, man.
Bought. Oh, shit. I think it does go back to Dubai, bro.
I tell you, man, just sticking to the topic, like, it doesn't even matter if Mayweather teaches them anything. He adds an element which brings pay-per-view buys, in my opinion. This attention that he's getting across the board, you see how many people are reporting on Mayweather saying this, bro? It's spreading through the boxing community, and it'll reach casual fans because it's Mayweather, you know? If it wasn't Mayweather, it'd be different, but it's Mayweather, and it's already heavyweight division, which is a casual division, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, look, he's gonna add wrinkles that you know, that are gonna maybe help him in the fight. I'm still cryptic about what that meant, you know. Working with him, you know. I mean, I've seen Floyd, you know, holding pads and being it, but I don't know if he wants to take on that role of coaching. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's somebody else in the camp.
Does it have to be coaching? Like, why would you get rid of Rob McCracklin, who's brought you here? But it could be some sort of mentorship. It could be some sort of, like I said, you know, from a psychological standpoint. You know,
I don't think he gets rid of McCracken at all. I mean,
yeah,
I wasn't even trying to go that route. I'm saying that, you know, let's say that he's down here with McCracken. I just don't see him getting in there and, like, literally, like, you know, taking on the coach's role. I think that, you know, maybe.
I think it's subtleties, man. Watch him spar, give some advice, like, hey, yo, you know, you should try to do this. I think that's what it's going to be. It's not going to be like a full-blown, you know, I don't know. I know I would be flattered, feel blessed, and highly motivated to go and work in front of Floyd, whether it's strength and conditioning, whether it's jumping rope, whether it's him watching me spar, him watching me shadow box. His words could mean so much more and do so much more mentally for any fighter. And you got to assume that what he's going to tell you is going to be solid advice. I mean, if he can watch you shadow box, he can tell you, hey, you know, turn that right hand over a little bit more. You know, push off your back toe, off your back foot when you shoot in the right hand. Who knows what the fuck he can tell you? But I tell you what, no one else can tell you what he's going to tell you, regardless of whether he's been a trainer or not. He's still been the best to do it. That's like asking yourself, you know, how would your conversations go with Muhammad Ali? Like, why wouldn't you want Muhammad Ali to watch you spar or watch you work out? So it's no different than Floyd. He's a living legend, and, you know, I respect the shit out of him and what he's been able to do, watching him move up weights and never have to struggle, man. Like, you moving up through weights and you never struggling. Weight is never an issue for Floyd because his skill level is there. So I think that AJ can get a lot from this. I think that Eddie can gain so much from this. Eddie needs to keep this going in videos. Like, oh, no, yeah, you know, whatever Floyd needs, we're willing to pay. If he wants a private, even if it's tongue-in-cheek, get on an interview right now and be like, yeah, we're willing to roll out the red carpet for Floyd. Why? Because it keeps that ball rolling. Floyd Mayweather, AJ, this promotion, Tyson Fury, big things. Just keep it rolling, man, because imagine Floyd being at that fight. He wasn't even at Fury Wilder, right? I don't remember him at Fury Wilder. Was he at Fury Wilder in the chat? Please tell me. I don't know. Was he at Fury Wilder? It would have made sense for him to be at Fury Wilder.
I think he was.
I would hope, but I don't think so. I'm serious. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, how do people feel about, you know, Floyd backing up the British heavyweights?
Well, the ops is what I seen on my Instagram, on The Boxing Voice. I put this out yesterday. trying to get, you know, a little feel of what the people thought about Floyd and his decision to assist Anthony Joshua. And I got some comments that's like, yeah, Floyd would help the ops. You know, that was what I seen. I seen somebody else say eye roll, you know, just, you know, he's, you know, some saying, nah, bro, he's a hell of a fighter, you know, trying to take the spotlight. Floyd trying to stay in the spotlight and get praise. Floyd going to tighten up his defense, you know. Couple comments there. So, I don't know. Not definitely both, right? Like, they see the benefit. Some fans are saying that he'll tighten up defense. Others are saying he just wants the spotlight. So, you know, I think it's both, right? Mayweather was hate to love type of guy, like, or love to hate type of guy. You still bought the pay-per-view though. And, you know, whether he brings hatred or love to this fight, people are still going to buy, because now it's like, oh, I hope Tyson whoops his ass. Here go Floyd thinking he could be a trainer just because he was a great boxer. Oh, here go Floyd always trying to steal the fight. Like, I hope they knock out AJ. So it's still going to add, you know, some sort of level of interest for people. And as far as anybody saying, oh, he the op for that, well, I ain't saying he's the ops, but as Americans, absolutely, they can see him being the ops. Like, the dude to beat, you about to go, like, you about to go, you know, they didn't even give Wilder that fight. He was trying to get that fight for his whole career, and now you about to go train him? Like, I could definitely see people calling him the ops for that, man. I mean, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta. That, I mean, look, but he's never had any allegiance to, I guess, to you know, to where, what country you're from. I think that he's always been like that. I never really understood, you know, exactly why that relationship with Wilder was never, you know, smooth. But you know, he is our American champ, and it's like, okay, well, you know, you're across the pond, so. I don't know how to feel about that, you know, but it is what it is. You know, AJ's a good guy. I'm rooting for him. So, you know, the team up is great. Dream team, I'm with it. You know?
I think it shows, too, that Floyd is such a boxing fan, right? Like, because he picked against Wilder, and now he's obviously picking against Fury. So he's like, no allegiance. I'm going with what I think is right.
Yeah. She explained it perfectly like that. Look, he's going for the winner and who he thinks is going to win. I mean, yeah. He wasn't wrong with.
And he's the better. He's the better. Can you be mad at him? And he's probably thinking to himself, like, yo, if I can influence AJ to get the win, I get the better odds because Fury's already the favorite. So if you bet on AJ, you the underdog and you're going to make that money. But we got a super chat here from Coach Myers in Connecticut that says there's nothing wrong with Floyd reaching out to AJ. Floyd reached out to Wilder and Wilder rejected the offer. So what's Floyd supposed to do? Laugh out loud. You're right about that. But Wilder,
you can have Bill Gates money and you can buy this talent.
I don't think Wilder necessarily rejected the offer. He just said he didn't believe it was real because Floyd has never had anything nice to say about him. So he was reluctant. He was reluctant in believing the genuine nature of Floyd's invitation to help out. And I think anybody would be a bit reluctant if the person that's asking to help you has never had anything nice to say, you know? According to Floyd Mayweather Jr. I mean, excuse me, Deontay Wilder. But that was a super chat from our good friend Coach Myers in Connecticut. Now, we do have a scheduled interview. I decided to do this interview because I feel like, you know, do me. I thought we were going to have my mans and the vegan, and then today decides not to show up. Let me try and call him back because do me and Troy, they all into the health. I see a lot of you guys, you know, you get excited when they start talking that clean life and all the food and blah, blah, blah. So I hooked up with this crew that worked with Sean Porter once upon a time. So we'll find out the juicy details on why they're not with Porter anymore, and who they are working with, and how they're trying to, you know, break into this boxing world from a nutritionist or I don't know. What would you call them, Doomy? I sent you all the info. What would you call them?
Nah, they're a cleansing they have a cleansing program and a diet that they offer. And I mean, I just have so many questions because what you sent me was just brief, right? But they can, you know, get your weight down, you know, it detoxify you. There's so many things that can live in your stomach, you know, as far as back, you know, you have good bacteria, bad bacteria. I don't think it's bacteria though. It's probiotic, isn't it? Let's see. I'm a little dense on this subject, but definitely helps you in detoxify. And like, you just never know how many toxins you're carrying in your body, man. And it's always good to get a good cleanse. I don't think it's one of those, you know, go to the bathroom cleanses, like a deep, you know, body cleansing that, you know, affects you at a molecular level, has you, you know, performing at your optimal levels. So, you know, it would have been good to hear what they had to say. You know, I had a few questions because sometimes, you know, you see these cleansing programs and like Tyson's on TV and you just never know what you're getting. You never have that person to talk to that created the product or whatnot. So it would have been good to talk to them and ask them more questions on, you know, how it works, how long it takes, and all that good stuff.
So you believe it's a, like, detox kind of drink or something? I thought it was like a program, physical program. I must be wrong. Because, like,
no, it has a program with
a shake that a fighter takes? I got to talk to them. I sent the link, so we'll see how fast they'll be jumping on.
Well, let's go, champ.
Yeah, so I guess in the meantime, we'll let the people know that we are scheduled to have Charles and Alaska Xavier on to discuss their V-phase body program.
I mean, I could give you a rundown on it. I mean, you know, so that the people that are listening now.
Well, I mean, we can just wait for them to come on, man, and stick to the script. Right now we're talking to Dream Team, the hookup, Floyd Mayweather Jr., Anthony Joshua, and I quote, real soon, Floyd will be linking with AJ for this Tyson Fury fight. And we're wondering, is it going to be, you know, words of wisdom? Will it be actual training? Will he teach him something new? Doomy wants to see a shoulder roll and a pull counter from the big man. I just laugh at that, but we'll see. Listen, we're going to open up these phone lines. That number coming across the screen, 1-425-569-5241 is the number to call in if you want to voice your opinion on this subject right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And don't forget, June 12th, Watertown, Wisconsin. It's going down in front of 400 to 500 people. Live DJ, laser show, smoke machine, ring walks. That's right, Border Wars 11. We're back at you already for the biggest one yet. We're able to have our own crowd this time. We can sell tickets. You can buy drinks. You can bring anybody you want. Yo, we get to control the music. Let's go. We about to have a party. It's going to be a party in Watertown, man. I'm telling you right now, party in Watertown.
Shit, I can't wait. Word. I can't wait. You shout out to Adrian, George. This is going to be sick, you know, and we're going in around a good time, hot, nice summertime. So, you know, from what I've been talking to George, is that out there around that time is beautiful, a lot of things to do. So, you know, you got lakes and stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to be good to hang out with the TBV fam. You know how we get down.
Yeah, we already got a 5'9", 230 heavyweight, looking for all the smoke, ready to represent the great state of Wisconsin. He's going to be a hometown fighter, so you already know they're going to be screaming and cheering for him. Are you going to sign up to put the brakes on him? Will it be you?
Say what?
Will it be you to beat the brakes off Wisconsin's own with his hometown cheers, or will you get battered and bruised in front of Wisconsin's? Yeah, it's going down, man. Border Wars, June 12th, Do not forget, you can hit me up on Instagram at NessGTO or right here on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Go into the messages. I answer all questions. Clock is ticking. If you fighting, you better get to writing me. Let's go. Let's go out to these phone calls, man. Looking like we got Davidian in Buffalo Falls early in the morning. But real quick, before we do that,
remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
And then a little bit of this.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Buffalo.
Yo, what's good, TBV?
What up?
Good morning.
Good morning. Nah, I had seen that yesterday, like when I looked at it. I'm happy, you know, I mean, you know, I would be, if I was AJ, that would be cool, you know, anything to do with Floyd, I think, if he could give you any type of advice.
Davidian, give me a moment. We just got our first guest jumped on the show. We got Charles in Alaska, Xavier on the show. And I want to obviously wish you guys a good morning and introduce you to our audience. How are you?
Hey, we're great.
We're good. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us here, Nesta.
Can you hear us good?
A little bit of an echo, but I mean, you know, we'll try to work with it. Not an echo, but it's a little bit empty, but we'll try and work with it. Charles, you sound like you got a UK accent, my friend.
Yes, I'm from the UK. I'm from the north of England. From a place called Leeds.
All right. What is it? Josh Warrington might be from Leeds, right?
No. Josh Warrington.
No, I'm wrong.
Who's that?
Ah, man. How are you going to break into the boxing world? You don't know Josh Warrington. Oh, man.
You're the other Joshua. The Joshua in London.
Are you talking about Anthony Joshua?
Oh, we're actually talking about Anthony Joshua this morning, but not that wasn't the fighter I was letting you know about. But please,
okay. All right, I get it.
Take the time to let our audience know exactly what it is you and your wife do and how you think this could benefit fighters today.
Okay, perfect. Do you want to go ahead? You want to go ahead?
Sure. You go ahead.
Okay. So what we do is we run a holistic health company, which we put together around 5 years ago. We actually created an intestinal cleansing system from our kitchen in Las Vegas, and we lived out in Vegas. And actually, it was my wife's idea, and I hated it at first, but now I'm kind of... entangled in it because it's just such a great product. And what we did was create an intestinal cleansing product that actually cleanses the intestines. It gets rid of toxins from the intestines, heavy metals that we can pick up from environmental pollutants, even things like radiation that we can pick up. It's kind of environmental radiation and, you know, things like wireless devices and things like that we have around us all the time. We can pick up radiation from that too. And fundamentally, what we're trying to educate people on is that all disease actually begins, first of all, in the gut. Now, Hippocrates said this 2,500 years ago. Hippocrates is known as the father of modern-day medicine. He's also a philosopher, an ancient Greek philosopher. And if the disease begins in the gut, then the root of all of our issues that develop actually start off in the gut. So we are pretty much the only company out there right now that is solely focusing on gut health. Now, how can this help athletes? Well, athletes have got bodies just like everybody else, so we deal with the general public. Mm-hmm. However, you know, athletes will have very, very good diets. Obviously, they're going to be exercising a lot and training, etc. But they're still going to be exposed to the same things that everybody else is exposed to, such as environmental pollutants, things like that. And also on their, you know, on their off seasons, they're out enjoying themselves. They might be drinking, you know, lots of extracurricular activities and things like that. So, you know, everybody generally has a buildup of toxicity within their system. Now, if you're not intestinal cleansing, then it's just like saying that you've never taken a shower before. Now, how dirty would you be if you've never ever taken a shower in your entire life? Now, the interesting thing about intestinal cleansing is that, number one, it was practiced by all of the indigenous cultures around the world and still is, such as the American Indians, for instance, and they use certain types of clays to get rid of the toxicity within their system. Toxicity is actually within nature. There is naturally forming toxins within the natural world. And animals also use certain types of clays to cleanse their systems as well. Otherwise, they would die from these naturally forming toxins, which is really super interesting. Another thing that I'll hand over to my wife in just a second is something called mucoid plaque as well. So I'll allow my wife to explain that.
Okay, so mucoid plaque. Many of us have a natural lining in our intestines. It's just a mucus lining, which helps the gut flora and the peristalsis to help move, bacteria and the feces along the way. But over time, when we're eating, unhealthy and being exposed to everything that my husband had talked about, it starts to build up and become a hardened layer of plaque. This is where the disease and intestinal parasites come in, and many organ failures start to become, apparent and a part of this process of the buildup of mucoid plaque. Also, weight gain, you're not able to shred, like a lot of boxers need to be able to shred and prepare for their fights. So sometimes it takes them a lot longer because they're consuming certain things that also add to the buildup of the mucus lining that turns into plaque. It can promote disease, it can promote eczema, it can promote lack of weight loss, but it can also increase and retain the water retention. So it can hold on to a lot of water when it comes to the weigh-in and guys have to really drop, cleansing will actually help them remove a lot of excess water weight. Just to get on that scale beforehand as well. But the other thing that happens is when you're passing the mucoid plaque, when it passes through your system, it's collecting along the way any of those toxins, any of those intestinal parasites, disease and illness, and it pulls it out of your system, unclogging dehydrated fecal matter, which a lot of us today actually have dehydrated fecal matter in our bodies, in our colon, and in our large intestines, dated back to our childhood. So a lot of people don't know that. So there are the most fit people out there that don't realize that, they actually have this in them. And if you notice that there are fit people out there that have just dropped and died out of nowhere. And then once there's an autopsy done, they find out that there's a clutter of dehydrated fecal matter and the disease and illness and toxins that have just been left unanswered, untreated. Mm-hmm. So what happens is when you're passing the mucoid plaque, it's pulling and relieving those areas and unclogging the portals in your intestines to allow for proper nutrition, proper absorption of the vitamins that many boxers need to absorb. And a lot of the vitamins that the boxers take, which is quite a bit, it will move a lot of stuff around and unplug those portals to allow for penetration. When you pass mucoid plaque, it comes out as a rubbery rope, kind of resembling the shape of your intestines. So this isn't a normal, bowel movement. If you will, it's actually a mucus plaque rope, and you can actually look it up online and look up what mucoid plaque is, and it shows you the rope hanging. People hold them. I've held them. I've showed people, and it's actually all the toxins not all of them, but a lot of toxins and intestinal parasites and things that cause us illnesses that can actually impair a fighter from doing their job, really being active, really being effective in the ring.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
And just to kind of tail off on that explanation, one of the most important aspects of an athlete is their mindset, is their state of mind. And there's a really interesting relationship between the gut and the brain. And actually, when we're all forming as embryos in the womb, the gut and the brain actually started forming from the same clump of tissue. These are, in fact, the first two parts of the embryo that actually start to form. And what happens is then the gut kind of slides down, and then the rest of the baby starts to form around it. Well, there's an intimate connection between the gut and the brain, because the gut has its own complex nervous system. So it's actually a brain unto itself. That's been scientifically recognized as well, that the gut is actually a brain. It has lots and lots of millions and millions of neurons. And if your gut is toxic, it will affect your state of mind. So it can cause depression. It can cause anxiety. It can actually even cause things like schizophrenia as well, in its very, very extreme cases, because the toxicity within the gut, what the gut is doing is crying out to the brain for help. And then it's affecting the brain too. The brain becomes sick as a consequence of that as well. But the three organs, the three main organs in the body are the brain, the heart, and the gut. All three are recognized as brains unto themselves because they have their own complex nervous systems, and they all work in unison with each other. And what we're trying to do is bring about the complete equilibrium of those three brains within the body to then maximize potential. Maximize physical potential, maximize biological potential in terms of how the body works, and also maximize mental potential as well.
And break the myth that plant-based lifestyle is not effective for athletes when it actually is. It's very effective for athletes. Think of the biggest animal out there. You know, the largest animals out there, what do they eat? You know, they're vegetarians. Right. They're vegans, pretty much. They're plant-based.
So is this something – I remember when I met you, you were with Sean and Ken Porter and working with them at the time. Has Sean or Ken tried this particular program that you have?
No, actually, I started this after – well, we started this after I had left the Porter camp. Sean Porter camp.
Have you worked with any fighters, and have they used this program yet?
Yes, we worked with fighters, and we've worked with actually recently a country singer as well. So we work with celebrities, but as far as telling which celebrities, we can't. We're not at liberty right now until they talk about it, then that's when we can talk about it.
So is it a product that one takes, or is this a program that you physically have to go through?
It's both. It's both. So it's a product and a program. The process of intestinal cleansing is quite complicated, and it took us a lot of research to actually develop this. So what we developed, first of all, is a kit. It's a cleansing kit. So inside of the kit, you have various different types of products. We have a product called V-Bang, which is a volcanic clay. It's actually made from volcanic ash. We hydrate it with pH water and certain Himalayan minerals as well to enhance its healing properties. We also have another product, which we call V-Flex, which is a fiber complex. It's actually made from psyllium husk, which we import from India. Which is the best psyllium husk that you can possibly buy. And it's fiber and pastures. The clay and the husk, we put those together and we make a shake out of them. And then that fundamentally is a part of a daily routine that you would drink these shakes. We have flavored them now, so you have a variety of different flavors to go with it as well. Mm-hmm. And really one of the most complex aspects of everything that's inside of the kit, it is our V-Greens, which is herb capsules. Each herb capsule contains 41 nutrient-dense superfoods in each capsule, and actually is the only type of its kind on the market today. It's all been custom formulated by us. And you would effectively take those products on a specific regimen, but it changes week by week. Then we give you a specialized diet plan as well, which is all raw vegan, no cooked foods whatsoever. So you're getting 100% of the nutrients inside of the body. And then At the same time, we will educate you as well. So we really truly believe that not only are we taking a person through this process, but at the same time, we're also arming them with the knowledge to be able to self-medicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's effectively what we've done now for thousands of people all over the world, is we have helped them reduce or reverse very, very serious health conditions through cleansing, through a plant-based lifestyle.
So
when you say plant-based, are you providing meals for these fighters, or would you be providing meals for the fighters in that 8-week training camp? Because I know Tim Bradley, who's very popular and a former world champion, he would always go vegan specifically and only for fight camp. So is that something you guys are doing as well?
That's something that we're actually moving towards, is having a camp. Right now we're in Sardinia, Italy, and that's where we were scoping the land at to provide the camp.
You guys are in Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How's the pandemic over there?
Huh?
How's the pandemic over there? Are you guys in lockdown, or is it a little bit open?
No, we're open.
Okay.
It's open. It's called, I guess, tier color white. So that means everything's open. Mainland Italy is the one that keeps going up and down and having problems. But we're on an island off of the mainland of Italy. Mm. So we're right above Sicily.
Nice.
Yeah, very beautiful out here.
So you were going to say something before I...
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you're familiar with Dr. Sebi and Nipsey Hussle, you know, the journey that they were on and the people that they were helping.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of athletes that they helped. There were a lot of celebrity seniors and artists that they helped. The same path, almost the same path that Dr. Sebi's on, is pretty similar to what our company does to help people. The only thing that we can't do is, you know, what he was doing was, you know, saying the word cure or other words that, you know, the government deems illegal to say. But it's definitely right along those lines. And what we do is literally help, you know, everybody, not just athletes, but we help everybody to promote a healthy intestines. Because if you think about it, without your intestines or your colon, you're dead, you know, and that's where the source of disease is. That's been the biggest saying for years, which is, you know, brought up by Hippocrates, talks about it, Dr. Sebi talks about it, remove the mucus and you remove the disease.
Mm-hmm. But just to answer your question, in terms of the meal plan, that's what we provide. So effectively, when you get your cleanse kit, you open it up. There's a leaflet in there, you scan a QR code, and that automatically then downloads a specialized diet plan to your smartphone. And then you would then go out and you would buy those ingredients, and then we have a menu there with instructions of how to make everything. So we provide everything from the kit to the knowledge and the support to the actual diet itself as well.
So obviously being in Italy, you guys have to have some sort of online course or physical package that you deliver. Could anybody interested for more information, where do they go?
They would go to vphasebodycleanse.com. Vphase is spelled V-P-H-A-S-E, vphasebodycleanse.com. And it's an e-commerce store. You can go on there and you can buy the products on our e-commerce store. Everything is manufactured and shipped from Florida in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So we manage the business from here in Italy. However, our manufacturing is in Florida. We take care of everything from beginning to end.
Yes.
So there's no third-party hands whatsoever involved in this. We develop the product ourselves. We manufacture it ourselves, ship it ourselves. Everything is done by us. So you can order a product, and then you can actually join a Facebook group as well, where you can actually get the support and the guidance in the Facebook group. However, when you actually download your menu and your shopping list, inside of there is the instructions of what to do as well. So you have your schedule and everything in there. However, you also get access to our coaching community. So we have something called the V-Phase Clinic, which is every Monday at 12 p.m. EST. where we're actually coaching and we're providing knowledge and tips and things like that, helping people actually through their cleanse. So everything is digital, everything is online. Mm-hmm. We do this for, you know, over the past 5 years, we've done this for thousands of people all over the world. But for us, it's the support that people need because the process is a little bit different to other cleanses. And also, we really truly believe in educating people at the same time because nobody can ever take that away from you. Once you've got that knowledge, nobody can ever take it away. Mm-hmm. So there, if there was ever an issue, a gut issue or a problem, another issue in the body, the first thing that you should do is always cleanse first. And that is the kind of the process of elimination that you go through because you can ask yourself, well, where did this disease or ailment come from? Came from the gut. You've got poor gut health. That's why it's actually developing in the first place. The toxins are seeping through the walls of the intestines into the rest of the body and affecting the surrounding organs and even the brain itself. So that is fundamentally what we do. You order online, you get all of your coaching and training online, and you obviously get your digital package, which is your menu and your specialized meal plan as well.
Yeah, I think in most of the sports, professional sports world or athletes world, a lot of this is overlooked because a lot of athletes are used to, you know, the basic meals, you know, the meat or the rice and specific vegetables and whatnot, and that's great and everything. But if you think about it, there's a lot of nutrients when it comes to, you know, earth products, seeds, herbs, vegetables. And the biggest myth is, you know, where do I get my protein from? You know, so I like the fact that you actually brought up the gentleman that goes vegan right before or plant-based right before, you know, deciding to go into a fight. That's exactly, you know, how it should be. But, you know, we're not militant, you know, we don't tell people that, you know, they're doing it the wrong way. We actually educate and guide. I think that's the most important with a lot of athletes. And because they don't have a lot of time, we do deal with athletes and you know, the celebrities on the side on a one-on-one level if they want that, because some people don't want to be in, I guess, a group of other individuals. So that's there if you know, anybody was, you know, wondering if we do one-on-one coaching, we actually do.
Well, you gave me a whole bunch of information. I actually had so many questions, but you answered a bunch and actually educated me. I'm pretty sure that everyone that was listening to can you know, reach out. Do you have any social media or anywhere that they can get more information and get to know what V-Phase is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place to go to get all of the information is actually on the website. So you can go to vphasebodycleanse.com. Mm-hmm. There's lots of information on there. We have a chat feature on the website as well, where we've got a team of trained people that are trained to answer all of these specific questions as well. But there's lots of information on there. We're also on Facebook. You can search for us on Facebook under our new page, which is The Cleanse Gurus. Mm-hmm. So you can look for The Cleanse Gurus on Facebook. That's a relatively new page that we set up. We're also on Instagram.
Under
V-Phase Body Cleanse, as well as YouTube, as well under V-Phase Body Cleanse. We've got loads and loads and loads of content on YouTube as well.
All right, we got a few questions. Well, one question from the public is Steve in the UK says, I'd love to live in Italy, even though it's massively corrupt. I visited it many times. Where is your favorite place? My top three are Florence, Naples, and Bergamo. The medieval walled city in the north, about an hour from Milan. And where else would you recommend? I've also been to Venice, didn't rate it. Good luck with the business.
So this has turned into a travel show.
Okay, let me tell you, Venice is my ultimate favorite. Okay, Venice was everything I expected it to be. Beautiful.
Okay.
Rome is next because it's a popular city. It's popular. It's like active, like San Diego kind of. You know, it's very fun. And then Sardinia because of the beaches.
Nice.
So Sardinia is very wild. and there's so many beaches all over Sardinia, but it has a little bit of everything. So imagine like one island, but it kind of like, it takes a piece of lots of different places all over the world. So you can have a different vibe depending on which beach you want to go to. They have flamingos here, they have dolphins here.
Yeah.
It's a very tropical climate in the summer. And they even have in the north, there's an island in the very north, and there's a pink beach there. So the sand on the beach is pink. I would highly, highly recommend coming to Sardinia. Also Sicily, Turin is an amazing city as well. So that's in the north of Italy. Pisa. We've traveled all over Italy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've traveled all over the place. So many great places. But it is very corrupt.
We have a pro boxer from Minnesota, Marlon So Icy Sims, in the chat. He wants you to give the address, your URL for the website one more time.
Yeah, it's vphasebodycleanse.com. So you spell vphase, just a V, PHASE, then bodycleanse.com. vphasebodycleanse.com.
All right. Well, we want to thank you, obviously, for coming on, and we wish you the best. I want to see some fighters, obviously, take advantage of not only the knowledge but the program. I know making weight is one of the biggest difficulties for most fighters.
It's the first fight.
But again, if you look up Timothy Bradley, I mean, obviously a lot of that had to do with genetics, but he was definitely the body of a god going vegan. And there's a bunch of other fighters. You know, we usually have a co-host who lives vegan, but he's not on today. He's from the West Coast. But we will.
I am on. I'm right here.
Now you want to extend it now. He got on late, but this guy's been doing vegan and talking this lifestyle for so long. The both of them, actually. Doomy has been vegan for, more than a year, but he went back. He went back to being
I went
cannibal.
Back to steak.
There is no going back.
It got you.
It got
there is
me,
no going back. Yeah, I'm sorry I came on late, Ness. I got a fighter I'm training right now, and when their fighters come, they live with me, and I cook all their meals like vegan. I cook all vegan whole foods. I'm alkaline vegan. So I follow the path of Sebi. You know, I got my fighters taking sea moss. We take lion's mane. We take reishi. We got, like, different herbs that we take. You know, burdock and dandelion root get off the excess water weight. A lot of those, like, different herbs that are labeled in the book. We also, you know, it's just different stuff. And I really just cook all the meals, and it's something that I'm into. Because I became vegan, and I seen my body transform, and I'm 40 years old. So once I became vegan, my body started to shrink down, and I started to look more ripped, like how you said Tim Bradley looked every day. And I was like, I think this is the way for me, you know. And I'm not going to say it's for everybody, because I've studied the vegan diet down all the way to individuality and body type. So it depends on, you know, what body type of person is, and it's a little work up front, and I just really commend you two for doing the work alongside with, you know, other people who try to do this, because it is very hard to get someone to understand that eating is a way of life, and you can actually make your brain work better if you eat better, because everything is about nervous system. So if your nervous system is working the best, your gut will be working the best, because your gut and your brain is the same nervous system. So
Absolutely. So
when you know those things, I never went back, and I understand that it takes life to sustain life. So I'm trying to get Ness to come to the other side, but he's scared.
I'm already,
come on, Ness.
I'm already losing too much weight, man. I interview all these heavyweights and you know, like, for instance, Deontay Wilder is like 230 on his best day, and I'll be 250 right next to him, looking way thinner than him. So if I go vegan, I'm gonna disappear, I'm pretty sure.
A fun fact about cleansing is you don't lose weight unless your body needs to lose weight. And another thing that I wanted to say is when it comes to like the sea moss, the black seed oil, and many of those other great
Definitely, you know, flaxseed oil. Definitely.
Huh? What did you say?
I said definitely black seed oil.
Yeah.
I forgot that
so,
one. All.
Yeah, and so what I want to say about that is a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if you're clogged up inside your intestines and your colon and you have all this mucus buildup in there, and, you know, how are you supposed to receive and absorb the nutrients and the vitamins and all the healing agents from those things? So this is why we chose to incorporate, you know, cleansing with many of the boxes. And we team up with a lot of people that deal with sea moss and, you know, black seed oil because they realize that, yeah, that's a fact. How can you absorb anything if there's loads of plugs, you know, in the way of your portals?
Yeah. And the focus mainly is on putting things into the body, but the focus is never on taking things out of the body. So it has to be a two-way street. It has to be give and take. So we have to be cleansing regularly, so around four times a year, to actually take away those toxins and some of those environmental pollutants like the heavy metals and the radiation that everybody will be exposed to, and also putting things in. So then that increases the nutrient absorption. But the extraction of the mucus, the calcified fecal matter, along with the toxicity and all of the environmental pollutants within the body, will then make way for that to enhance the biology within the body and how the body works. Interestingly, the gut actually governs over a lot of the serotonin regulation, so it governs over hormone regulation. 90% of the serotonin is produced in the gut, which is the happiness hormone. 50% of dopamine is produced in the gut as well, which is also a happiness hormone. So if your gut is toxic, if you're backed up, it's going to affect your mental health. It's going to affect your mind state. You're going to have to start having doubts. You're going to start to question yourself, et cetera, and you're not going to be firing on all cylinders. In terms of training, I currently now am cleansing. I eat next to nothing on a daily basis. I just graze. I can go out and train. I do calisthenic workouts. I'm about 180 pounds, really strong, really fit. I did 7 years in the special forces when I was younger, so fitness has been part of my life. And I can go out there on a handful of dates and some cashew nuts and then go and train for an hour doing calisthenics every single day, no problems whatsoever. So, you know, it doesn't take anything away from you. It doesn't extract anything from you. It gives you energy. And it actually enhances the way that the body works massively.
Well, guys,
all
I want to
back.
Thank you once again. And
no problem.
We're looking forward to get you guys back on. But if you can,
absolutely,
give out that social media one more time for anybody who's just joining us can know where to follow you.
Absolutely. So on Instagram, it's The Phase Body Cleanse. So at The Phase Body Cleanse. And on Facebook, it's Cleanse Gurus. So the Cleanse Gurus. You'll see us on there. On our website as well, www.vphasebodycleanse.com. And there's a chat feature if you want to speak to us. There's live people. And we're there for your answers.
Absolutely.
Your questions.
And you spell Vphase, Vphase, vphasebodycleanse.com.
Definitely going to check.
Not a phase, it's a lifestyle.
All right. Charles and Alaska, Xavier, thank you so much. And we look to having you guys back on soon.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Right. Thank you again.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, for anybody who didn't appreciate it, it was my idea. I felt like, you know, the Doomies and the...
Bro, I'm checking
them
out.
The Troys of the world. Whenever you guys get to talking, the chat gets to liking, like, oh, you should do more talks like this on health. So now I get some gurus and not everybody's happy. So, you know, it's what they say in show business, you know, you'll never please everyone. But I do want to thank Charles and Alaska, Xavier, for coming on. If there are any fighters that listen to this interview in the post or the present, you know, hit them up on social media. For my interviews throughout my time doing this, I definitely know that fighters make weight simpler when they're vegan. I guess everything isn't for everyone, and maybe, you know, you might struggle making weight even if you go vegan, but based off my interviews and the answers, you know, fighters that switch vegan make weight comfortably and still feel very powerful, right? You know, Bradley was one of my biggest. I used to have another co-host from Arizona named Jameson Rocket that was also vegan and still is vegan to this day. And he and Bradley got along very well because of that. I think even Austin Trout has now transitioned to vegan to make it to 147. So, you know, again, trying to hit the sport from every angle. You know, if fighters can educate themselves on what to eat, what not to eat, and make their weight simpler, it makes their job simpler.
I think go ahead.
I can't, like, I listen, if I was, like, well, a person that just be on here with the whatever they call that nonsense, trolling or whatever, like, I've been on every type of diet, bro, trying to make weight when I was fighting. I did the keto diet. I did just all protein. I did all protein and veggies. I did trying to leave out the carbs. Man, none of it worked. Not till I became alkaline vegan and really, like, delve into being vegan, cooking my food, really reading the back of packages, really researching foods to on a real level, because I don't know if people know it. Broccoli and cauliflower are not real foods.
Yeah, it's fake.
Neither are orange carrots.
Yeah. Even the corns, the original
corns are
purple.
Yeah, corn is purple. So are carrots, are
so
white and purple.
So wait a minute. So you're telling me there's no nutritional value in broccoli?
No, not absolutely. It's a man-made food. Yeah. It's cultivated.
So
and broccoli does
so
not grow in the wild. Would you say it again?
So it's tilapia. It still tastes good.
Yeah,
tilapia don't taste. You don't catch tilapia like the other fish do it and eat it raw. See, this is what I'm saying. When people say we can eat meat, you don't run down an animal and catch it and eat it like the lion do while it's alive. Like, if we had to do that, our bodies would be equipped to do that. Our bodies are not equipped to run down an animal and eat it while it's fresh. That's why a lion is the way it is, because it eats the meat at its freshest state. The blood coursing through the meat still has life in it.
I mean,
you're
you
eating
could do that if you want to eat it raw. You could definitely run down on a deer.
You could not catch a deer. A deer will back kick you, Ness, and knock your head off.
You can't eat.
You tripping, man. You obviously never been hunting, man. I was a boy scout.
You can't run down a deer without a strap, my
man,
G.
Robin Hood the shit out of a deer with a bow and arrow. You gotta stop. And I'm Dominican. Don't let me get a slingshot like David. I'm Dominican, man. Y'all tripping. I feel a little slingshot rock the shit out of deer.
On real though, once you start eating live foods like animals do, far as the plants, it actually makes you smarter, bro. Like, I literally told my dude the other day, like, you get on this diet, I'm going to make you smarter.
Yo.
And then he woke up the other day and was like, hey, bro, I'm not going to lie, I feel sharper.
Nah.
And my man, he been twice. He not about to be lying to you.
And I'm always sharp because I've been
You're
vegan.
Not that sharp, Ness.
I've been vegan. I've been on a plant-based diet since 2007. I've been smoking weed since then. So I've been plant-based for that long, man. And I've been...
Hey, that's facts. I can't lie with that.
Taking in the nutrients of the plant, you know, via vapor, right, Doomy? So it's I'm getting all the nutrients.
do you make your own oil out of coconut oil?
I used to get my tea on, you know what I'm saying, from the sticks. Let me get the tea on. You know what I'm saying?
That's beneficial, bro. I'm like, I'm being dead serious. It's real. That's real.
Me too. Once upon a time, I was going to eat like 5 leaves because I ate one. I'm like, damn, if I just dice this with a little vinaigrette, salt, and pepper, this could actually replace lettuce, which romaine has no nutritional value. Marijuana leaves does have nutritional value. Just saying. You don't want to be vegan. You don't want to talk vegan? What you saying?
Hey, the lettuce does have nutritional value because it has chlorophyll.
Not romaine lettuce, though. Not romaine.
No, it's green.
About,
so the pigmentation of the food gives it the nutritional value, because if you study different arts or different religious things, you understand green is for the heart. So when you eat green foods, the pigmentation of the chlorophyll harnesses the actual with the sunlight, like a solar panel. So when you eat the chlorophyll, you're eating actual sunlight, and that's how you get enlightened, like in actual life. Like when you eat green plants, you're actually eating sunlight.
I live
sunlight
in the chlorophyll, man. Yo, my state called the Sunshine State.
You bugging today.
I'm in the sun all day. Nah, let me get to these super chats, man. I'm out here living that vegan life. I'm telling
you. Hit the alarm first, champion.
I'm actually feeling great, though. I'm telling you. Yesterday, I went to the gym, and they was closed. It was supposed to be open at 4:30. I got there like 4:38, and that shit was still closed. I just left and went for a run, man. 3 miles. Put it in. Knee did start to hurt. I'm going to have to drink some of that sea moss y'all talking about, see if the knee come back. Knee did start to hurt, though, man.
That's crazy. 3 miles? That's what's up,
3 miles, yo. 3 miles.
Yo, UK Boxing Shout UK is a member. Welcome.
We got Jay Lewis, who says, why would Floyd help Wilder when he can't even do the basics right? Laughing out loud emoji. Only thing that's going to help Wilder is a brain transplant. Another laughing out loud emoji. The show is about Floyd helping AJ. Jay Lewis back with another one.
I do have some. I do want to say something real quick about the Floyd and Wilder, because I used to realize that was a topic when Floyd was fighting, because you got to remember Floyd was trying to be the first guy to beat the 50-0, and Wilder was like in contention to beat that. So when they were both fighting, that's why Floyd would be talking crazy to Wilder, because they're in competition. But now as Floyd has done fighting, he's willing to help Wilder because Wilder is no longer competition. He's already beat the record, and Wilder has already took a loss. And I used to think about that a lot. Like, why do Floyd kind of be going in on Wilder? Because they both was fighting, and Wilder and Floyd was both the closest to being 50-0. And, you know, that was the record that Floyd wanted.
So he felt threatened is what you're saying.
Yeah, he did. He did. It's Floyd. Come on, bro. He felt threatened. He's a competitor. But then when he retired, then he was just like, I can help now.
Yo, Troy, tell your fighter to turn the radio down before you get a splat. We got Jay Lewis with another one. Says, we can run longer than any species in the world, Troy. So we can run down a deer. Our ancestors caught animals by exhausting them.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Yeah.
Main species. Nah, he didn't
have that. Wait, what?
He didn't have the rest.
No, what he was trying to, what the last part was is that we're the only species that can run long distances. You know, the lion, like you mentioned, the way he catches his prey is only able to spurt for a certain amount. The cheetah is only able to spurt a certain amount. So us back then in those times, you know, we would outrun, you know, and, you know, eventually exhaust whatever prey we were.
Man, he don't even know history, so he needs to shut up. Because back then, we was on the Nile Valley. In the Nile Valley, all the crops grew along the Nile Valley.
I'm pretty sure you're probably not a believer in the dinosaurs. That's what he's talking about.
No, you wasn't running down a dinosaur.
T-Rex. You was running from a T-Rex.
You're not the apex predator when dinosaurs are running around here, so dude needs to chill. You just got to chill when you don't know for real.
Call you Troy the Rhinoceros. We got LJ Juarez. Y'all going to believe me if I tell y'all I'm a long-distance runner. I averaged 2,000 miles in 2019 and 2020. Does very little for me in the ring. Nah. Because you're doing long distance, and long distance, you pacing yourself. I bet you if you had an Apple Watch, you would see that your heart rate like at a 130 or some bullshit like that. If you raise your pace, your pace, then the run is going to do something for you. But if you pace yourself, a fight is never pace, man. Never pace. Fight.
Listen, when you run, when you run, you're supposed to be – you ain't even running is don't even really get you in shape for boxing. It maintains. It's like icing on the cake, man. Like when you run, you're supposed to switch up speeds. Like you sprint, then you slow all the way down to damn walking.
Or at
then
least
you start
throw punches.
Jogging. or you throwing punches, really get your work in and sparring. Like, I know a lot of people think all this run going to help you, but at the end of the day, do you actually think that people are not running 10 miles and 12 miles when they trying to fight Floyd, and then they get in there and be tired in the fourth round? Come on, man. They about to fight Floyd. They're running all their miles, and then they get in there with Floyd, and they still be tired. It's about skill set. It ain't got nothing to do with running.
Nah,
running
like we talked about in the interview, man, the brain, man, is the brain. So it's like you can train your body, but if you can't land punches on a dude, your brain starts to fuck you up. You know what I mean? And then you get tired because it's like you overthinking. Your brain is playing, but we got to – counterpunch from the track star who's going to tell us all about running.
Yo. That was a good interview, man. And people know what they're talking about. And I got to give it to Troy, man. When it comes to dieting, man, Troy knows what he's talking about. I ain't never disagreed with him on nothing on the diet. I'm giving somebody some advice. If y'all going to run, right? Say y'all run a mile every day, 5 days a week. But every time you run that mile, pick it up. See how fast you're going. Say the first one might be 8 minutes. It might get down to 7 minutes. It might get down to six. By the time you know it, you'll be damn near sprinting that mile, 5 minutes. That's how you're going to burn them calories. Don't go out there just running that mile saying, oh, I ran. I got my miles in. You got to turn that heart rate up. You got to get faster at it. You have to. Lastly, what I really kind of punch for, we have a lot of grown men obsessed with Wilder. So what I want to do is I want to contact Brandon Maurice so we can get the contact information for these dudes' boyfriends. So we can send them a message and let them know that their boyfriends are obsessed with another man and should be showing them this kind of attention. Brandon Maurice, get these dudes' information. See what I see out.
Yeah, he's definitely right, man. You got to get that. That's why I like to watch. You just flip your wrist. Oh, I'm in the white. If you're in the red, you're doing good. You know, if you got whatever other sort of monitor to keep you in the red and let you know, that's what you need to be. You can't just be out there running, man. You know what I mean? But look, again, you're a marathon runner, LV Juarez, so you do need to pace yourself. Because you're running 2,000 miles.
Yo, that was a little jewel CYP drop, man. I'm about to go do my mile at 100 right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you never knew, you know, high heart rate makes you lose weight, champy.
No. He gave you a nice little recipe. He said, run that mile every day as hard as you can. And then you'll see that your number will drop on that 1 mile. I don't got to go out there.
You know
there
why run. That went in one ear and out the other for me? Because my miles are high, bro. I'm slow. I mean, I just ain't got the knees for it, man.
Shit. But if you only got to do 1 mile and you sprint that, you could do that, bro. And it'll be easier on your knee.
We'll see. Yesterday was my run. You know, like I said.
It's still so cold up here. Like, I got a treadmill, you know, I got the gym, but, like, man, that's just like, you know,
Brian,
we got used to running outside.
Brian, you a hater. So you send me articles of a better heart rate monitor, you hating on Apple Watch, I hit saving lives.
Well, you can get an EKG or ECG with the watch. Like, thing is legit. The technology on that freaking Apple Watch,
they
I don't know what you're
bro.
Talking about.
They hating. Those are dudes that don't want to be, like, you know, they're like, I don't know, what are they called? They're like, oh, I'm not going to team Apple.
Apple got technology that y'all probably don't even know y'all got on your phone.
Yo, P100, he's right. 5-minute miles are insane. Who the fuck is running 5-minute miles out here, man? Y'all tripping.
I did a six minute.
Yo,
no, this guy's out there doing five, bro.
You did
bro,
a six
like,
even?
Nah, I'd say like a six ten, you know, six something.
6'10 is still extremely low. You stunting. That shit was like 30 years ago. Show us the map my
run. You know when I remember?
I want the map my run receipt. I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, I got them. I got them all. I got thousands.
I guarantee y'all right now, his run was a 6.86. Not no fucking 6'10". You stupid.
I got the receipt.
He think he a car at 40 years old. He think he a car.
Yo, that was the time when we was in Florida with Cash Weezy, man. Cash Weezy, me and Cash Weezy took off with Matt Hunter, and then all that was left was just Cash Weezy, and then Matt was just on the store smoking a bogey and shit. Like, fuck all this.
Yo, I remember Matt did that.
Mid-run. I could go ahead and run that.
Mid-run, my man just stopped under the underpass at the fucking bus stop. It was like on a bench just sitting there smoking his bowl.
Hey, Ness.
Yo, who goes to run with a pack of cigarettes, man? That's crazy.
Ness, dude.
Yo, no, why the fuck I don't. I'll tell you what I have run with, a joint. I've definitely lit a joint.
Hey, most definitely.
And walked
most
off.
Definitely. I do my best. I like my joint and walk off all the time.
Yeah.
But I wanted, you had made a comment. I just wanted to like add to that. Like, cardio does help you lose weight as far as aerobic. But if you really want to lose weight and shape your body, you must get your heart rate up to an anaerobic threshold.
Uh-huh.
That's without oxygen. Anaerobic threshold is 190 and above for your heart rate. So if you're not at that level,
man,
you're not really about
to
catch the right hand, catch the jab, somebody else catch the jab.
I'm about to Google that shit. How the fuck you going to 190? That ain't even sustainable.
190, it is. And how you do that is, instead, like, you have to switch up the workouts because boxing is very spontaneous. You move your body all types of ways. So you got to run a mile fast as you can. Then you got to do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats. Then run another mile fast as you can, and then be done in 40 minutes or 45 minutes with that workout. I guarantee you, the next time you spar or do something, you will be in better shape. You have to mix the running up with the calisthenics or the jump squats or the bounding. You have to get your heart rate up to 190. That's an anaerobic. See, aerobic does help you as far as getting your oxygen to your body, but anaerobic is you need blood, because boxing is about it's more of a plyometric movement. When you snap in the jab out, yeah, if you can't do that every time like that, and you start going, huh, yeah, right hand, y'all both throw the jab one time each for a minute, y'all both catch the right hand, then y'all both catching the 1-2. So then when you do that, it really helps you when you're able to snap the whole time, especially for people like Alex and Mario, who like power punchers, and like as far as me, you don't throw a lot of punches per round, so you need to be exploding. So you have to do plyometrics. You got to have a anaerobic threshold for your heart rate. It got to be able to kick up so you can be able to rip off shot, and then you go back to chilling. But you can't just be like, no, that's more of that's not like a explosive movement. That's a more of a.
I hear you, but 190 is very, very, very high, brother. It's very.
Yeah,
high.
You can get it up to that. You don't keep it there for a long period. You just spike it, and then as a bell go off for the 30 seconds or the minute bell, you have to actually bring your heart rate all the way back down to resting. That's because if you don't, you're not really resting during the break. You see what I'm saying? Like, you fart, you work, and then when you come back to the corner and sit down, if you don't get your heart rate back to a resting rate.
I don't do breaks, bro. I work straight through the minute in the corner, man. We work through that. You know what I'm saying? If you just get used to working, when it's time to work, it's going to be a piece of cake. You know, I'm actively, you know, always pushing myself on the cardio level, because I know I smoke like a chimney. But anyway, back to boxing. Before I take it to the phone calls, Troy, what do you think about Floyd Mayweather, the Dream Team, they're calling it, AJ and Floyd linking up? Floyd talking about he going to be working with AJ real soon. Do you think they actually link up? And what could Floyd give or bring to the AJ camp for this Fury fight?
Defense and head movement, because AJ does not move his dome piece, and he's not really a knockout, one-punch knockout puncher. Like, you got to keep it 100. Like, I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying he's not a good fighter. I'm not saying he just doesn't have one-punch knockout power. And he doesn't move his dome piece, pause. He has to learn to move his head so that he can learn to counter punches, because if you don't, you're going to get hit, and you're going to get smoked out of here. So I don't want that for AJ. I want him to be able to move his head and keep your – and if you can't be slick – and I'm not talking about being slick like Pernell and getting low and doing all of that. I'm talking about slip a jab, slip a right hand,
drop down low. That's something that the Cubans teach. If you're right-handed, you slip your jab, slip the right, drop down. That's fundamental head movement. Learn how to roll both ways. Learn how to catch a jab with the right hand. Catch a right hand and catch a hook and have your hands in position right here. Jab, catch, catch, and then come back. And you know, there's the things I'm teaching my fighters right now, because when I watch boxing, I don't see guys doing this stuff. Learning how to actually catch a jab. AJ needs to learn that. Boxing is what you just said. When you miss punches and can't hit someone, your brain start. That means defense is the name of the game. You just said it, Mr. Nestor. If you can't hit a man, his brain starts to get tired. And when you miss punches and you miss big punches, you get tired. So if you, the better your defense is on all forms and all levels, the better you will be in boxing. Run it again. This got to just keep going because I need y'all comfortable in there when y'all fighting.
They don't really want to fight. They don't really want to fight. We got a card June 12th. They don't really want that smoke. Listen, let me get out to these callers. We going out to New Jersey. Hey, Doomy, did we definitely did the intros and all that great shit, right? It's cool. So we going out to, yeah. I mean, what up?
The king is what I mean. Hear ye, hear ye. What's good, fellas?
What up?
King on me, of Essex.
Yeah, I was waiting for Doom and trying to drop that for me, man. Listen, I think that AJ can get a lot from sitting down with Floyd. And look, I'm going to give y'all an example. And Doomy, remember I was saying, and somebody else was saying, Francis said, yo, now I see why Ness was 4-0, because the game, when you sit down with somebody that has boxing knowledge or a good trainer, like everybody's listening to Troy talk about the nutrition, yo, the confidence it gives you when you approach, AJ gets those techniques about getting his head off the line and learning certain things. It don't matter who he in the ring. He's going to feel confident, right, because that's the mental part. He's going to feel confident like, yo, the best in the game told me all I got to do is execute regardless of who's in front of me. So that can do a lot, just sitting down having a conversation. You see what it's did for Devin Hayes, right?
Cut it.
Yeah, absolutely,
man.
Brother. That mental that we keep talking about, man, it's huge, man, in the fighting game. You know, 90% mental, 10% physical, little giant style.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense for anybody to disagree with this, right? Like, if you could have anyone who was the best or one of the best in your profession, mentor you, talk to you, train with you, come see you, it can't do any harm. It just can't do any harm. It doesn't matter. If you was a cyclist and you... the best cyclist is coming to say it can't do any harm. It's a fantastic thing. It was a fantastic thing when I wanted Wilder to do it, when Floyd offered his services, and everyone thought that Floyd was, you know, pump faking, that he was just trying to get attention, and Wilder chose, I guess, not to deal with Floyd. But I felt like had he dealt with Floyd, I bet you we'd be having that third fight, because Bob would understand how big that element is. Oh, Floyd's the trainer now. That's going to add a different level of publicity for that Wilder Fury fight. And it didn't happen. You know, egos.
I could have rolled with that.
How? Bro, listen to me.
Could have rolled with that.
You know how many fucking journalists would have been like, Floyd Mayweather thinks he can make the American heavyweight great again? Or some. I mean, dog, we seen Rocky. We seen Rocky IV. What was Rocky IV? Like, oh, Tommy Morrison, right? Like, all the headlines were like Rocky's puppet, Rocky's pupil. Like, that's what it would have turned to. And yes, maybe that's not what Deontay wanted, but yes, that's what his pockets needed. Because it would have been,
yeah,
it would have been an element of a whole other hundreds of thousands of people wanting to see, can the great TBE fix whatever was wrong, if anything, you know, was, right? So, why don't I know this number by heart? In the meantime, we're going to K-Boxing.
Ness, what's going on?
What up?
All right. Bro, I know y'all don't like getting too deep, okay? But I just wanted to say this, bro. This fight, I'm just not in support of it, okay? You know, I feel like from the day that Deontay Wilder went off on Radio Raheem and let the world know what his mind state was, when you bring the general boxing public into your personal life like that, talking about 400 years and all that, I feel like he was a marked man from that day on. And everybody want to know why they're allowing Fury to get away with what he did in those two fights. That's the reason why. And anybody who don't want to get
deep,
when I said
it, it was a problem.
Take it for what it
is.
I'm not supporting this fight. Yeah, I'm not supporting this fight. And although I hope AJ win, I am totally not in support of this fight.
Cut it. What was that about exactly?
Josh, talk to us.
What's popping, TBV? What's popping with you? Hey, that last caller was right on point because they after Wilder, they don't like that. But to stick to this topic though, with AJ, this is smart for AJ, actually smart for Mayweather too. On top of for AJ though, this is gonna bring the casuals from America. Maybe it'll bring them into for some pay per view sales where they can sell this for pay per view over here in America. Second, AJ needs to do a better job. If he wants to be that global dude and he really want to be big in America, he needs to tap into the black celebrities over here in America. He already had Meek Mill on, I think it was before that fight with Ruiz, but he needs to get more in tune. He needs to get Eddie Hearn to get him more in tune with these celebrities over here. So this ain't going to do nothing but enhance his star. But him messing with Floyd Mayweather is going to take – it really can take him to the next level, and he needs to work on that head movement. So as long as Floyd get him like that, you know, because I'm going for AJ.
Cut it.
Basically, what they saying is and we don't have to make it like a conspiracy because we all know what it is out here in America. Basically, what he's saying is after Deontay Wilder came on the thing and was talking about politically stating we've been 400 years and all of that, then that puts different eyes on you. So when you do that, then, you know, you get backlash in your boxing career. And I said that. As that was one of the reasons why they just not going to bring nothing.
But let me ask you, would he have gotten backlash if he won?
They wasn't going to let him win. That's the thing. That's what I said that.
So
they were never going to let him win.
Did they not let him win or did Fury not let him win?
It was a conglomeration of all parties, man. I'm just saying it. I'm not leave saying it. It actually happened. I'm saying it didn't happen. But to say a possibility that a man got cheated in boxing, is that's a real thing. That's
it
a possibility.
It definitely is a real thing. It's happened in
and
my
after
lifetime.
After a black
definitely.
Man starts to say, I'm for this. Now, Jack Johnson was the greatest all-time heavyweight besides Muhammad Ali, and we all know what he had to deal with, and nothing has literally changed. So let's just keep it at that and move on with it, because that's what they're saying. Real talk.
All right. We got...
We got...
Hola, King. You are next, my friend. Por eso lo vuelvo a repetir. La era del Canelo la mejor porque peleó con los mejores. La suerte es para los mediocres, my friend.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, Ness, do me. Troy, what's up, man? Nice to speak to you finally.
Super! What up, champ?
What's up, compa?
Bro, yo, I brought the shirt down to Florida thinking you were still coming down. What an idiot. I'm going to mail it out for you today, okay?
Oh, you're all good. I wanted to be there, man. Just wasn't in the cards, but yeah. That'll work.
Gotcha.
I like this collaboration with AJ and Floyd. I mean... Like Ness said, man, when someone of that level sticks their hand out, man, and you're young, I mean, Joshua's, what, 30? That's still fairly young. And take that, you know, this could get, you know, Floyd can teach you so much more than just what's inside the ring. He can teach you how to maneuver this boxing game, how to capitalize. He's a very, despite what people say, he's a very smart businessman. And, yeah, like you said, I think it also brings some more eyes to the fight. In an ideal world, that fight would happen in Vegas so some of us could attend, but I don't think that's happening. I'm along you, Doomy. I think it's going to be it's going to be somewhere in, like, Saudi or something like that. But.
Cut it.
So you hating?
I'm that guy. What you want to bet? Whoa. Bet $100,000 on that.
Let's bet $1 million.
You getting that money, right?
Easy.
You bet $1 million easy. And I for the bread. When I tell y'all gonna say you was too weak on my life.
Okay, bow down, bitches. I'm about to handle business. I'ma teach you all a lesson. This will only take a minute. Got a part and all the passion in my blood. Niggas hating just because. Think about it. Everybody love Bud. J-Mac. What you at? All these niggas hating on me. Shit is whack. So efficient with it, go and check that. Hey, I'm out here trying to get it. Man, I only got a minute.
Get ready for the back
of town. Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm with, I wonder if that K caller, that dude who was on that video for nine, trashing Clarissa Shields. If that's that nigga, I don't agree with shit he said. But bringing up the topic, I did agree once Wilder started speaking up, being that he was a strong, dominant black man. I know he's going to put that type of look on him and wear that type of jacket going forward. In boxing, it is always been a sport where cheaters and stuff, the money always, push certain narratives aside. But AJ... he can hook up with Floyd all he wants to. I don't think he's fluent enough. Some of the stuff like Troy was talking about, have head movement, just come from the stuff he lack as a fighter. He's strong. Yes, he got a chance, but I think Fury's going to outbox him and beat him because he don't move his head well enough. He's not fluent enough. It's like he almost too stiff. And even when he does cut down weight, he's still not the type of athletic type of guy in a boxing slicks type of style that will give Fury the looks that he needs to be troubled. Cut I got Fury.
Cut it. Don't ask me that question.
Wait a minute. You say you know boxing?
Yeah.
What is it?
Maybe I don't know.
Tell me what a pool counter is.
Pool counter? I've never heard that term before. That must be your term. You must have been
bit. No, fair shake. HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit.
Yo, y'all hear me?
That pull counter, it's coming.
That pull counter, man. Hey, that's the perfect intro for this topic. But look, man. I think it was Ness that said it. When Floyd reaches out, it can't do no wrong. I can't be bad. At the end of the day, but I just every time somebody talks about training with Floyd, having him train them, I feel like people start automatically, he's going to do what Floyd did and this and that. And, I know Floyd's been around for forever in the boxing game. I know he's got a lot of knowledge to give, but a lot of what he had was, was what he was born with and what he worked his ass off to be. And I just, how much can he actually help somebody like Joshua, just by coming in and talking to him for a week or two? Or, I don't know, man. I don't know. Again, it won't do any bad. It won't do any harm. But I just don't know how much somebody could really get from Floyd when a lot of what he was, he worked so hard in the gym and he was born with it. I seen an interview his pop said, or his Uncle Roger said he had, his reaction time since he was 5-6 years old was unbelievable. Something he never seen in anybody else. Like he was really,
Cut it.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Anybody can learn anything. I ain't mean to cut you off, Alex. It's all drill based. My man right here who fights, literally we watch all the interviews and all they talk about is drills. If you look at Canelo, he's a prime example. Like, and he fought Floyd. So one fight with Floyd could change your whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, he fought Floyd and watched him in person. So when you get in there and if Floyd even come in for 1 week and just work with Anthony Joshua every day, bro, I'm telling you, it can be very beneficial. It's kind of like if any major coach was coaching you hands-on in the NBA or you was working with Kyrie with handle just for a week, you telling me your handle not going to get better? That's a break. Take the gloves off.
We shadow boxing. That it can help. It can be very beneficial. So you definitely want to be around the Floyd. Am I lying, bro? Like, I was around Dre Ward and them. Like, they have stuff that they do every day in the gym that you just pick up on innately just from being around them. It rub off. So that's just what I think. I think it can help. Even though Floyd was born with it, everything, Floyd has not once used his athleticism during a fight. He uses all fundamentals. He jabs up, he jabs down, he move around, he check hook you, and then he can hit you with an occasional right hand. Like, come on, like, that's just regular, that's fundamentals.
Super chat, LJ Juarez says, Ricardo,
a position like that, then you know that I'll get ready to bust your
Yo, y'all hear me? Peace, people. Hey, yo, Troy, you definitely right. Strawberries, bananas, carrots. All that is not natural. It was all put together through, like, you know, interbreeding and all that. You heard? Let's get to Spicy. Floyd. Check it. Anybody messing with Floyd is going to get nice. So what problem AJ has? He don't move his feet. He moves like...
Is this Tracy Morgan?
Nah, man, it's me. King Born, Brooklyn. You heard? Listen, man, this is what we doing here. Like I said, man, yo, he a robot. He don't move his feet. Yo, watch he get around Floyd, and he going to start moving his feet. He going to start moving his head. You get around Floyd, you're going to be nice. If you around Warren Buffett, you're going to learn how to make money from a damn millionaire. It's a no-brainer, man. And, yo, Deontay Wilder, man, yo, come back, man. Come back. Fuck all that shooting the guns at your crib, man. Come back and box, man. Come back, man. Come for real. Let's get it on, y'all. Got to get it on, man. You know what I'm saying? These dudes talking
spirit. Cut it. CYP.
Cut it. Cut it. Yo, I got a different take on this. I look at Floyd like I look at Michael Jordan, right? He's the best to ever do it in my generation I've ever seen. Michael Jordan's not that good of a coach, okay? But Michael Jordan can teach you how to be a black mamba. He can teach you how to be aggressive. He can teach you how to put your foot forward. I don't think AJ needs 5 a.m. putting in hard work. Every video I see, the dude working hard already. The question is, who has Floyd taught to be a better boxer? Because we know he put discipline on Tank, and that's great. But did he teach Tank how to be a better boxer? And you can say, well, discipline does help. No, I ain't asking about that. I'm talking about skill level. Skill level. Can Floyd skillfully help a fucking heavyweight be a better heavyweight, or could he just make him be a more determined heavyweight? Question is,
he can make him skillfully better.
Okay, I disagree because I ain't seen Floyd make nobody skillfully better, and he's been doing this for a long time.
He made Tank better in his last fight.
Yeah. Discipline. Tank was getting up, hustling harder. Yes, Tank is a natural talent.
The move he pulled to knock out Leo Santa Cruz had nothing to do with discipline. That was a high-level move because Tank is not a right-hander, and he was standing as a right-hander, and he slipped to outside to the jab.
And you don't And you don't think Tank learned that before meeting Floyd?
It don't matter if he learned it. You can learn something, but if you can't apply it, then it's not learned.
I still disagree, man. I think, I thought Floyd could teach Wilder. I think he could teach AJ. I think he could teach anybody. And whether that teaching is just discipline, maybe that's all fighter A needs, you know, is to be more disciplined, is to take the gym a little more seriously because he got the tools. Everyone is different, so he's going to have to work with everyone differently. But again, I'm keeping the same energy. When Floyd tried to offer his services to Wilder, man, I wanted that shit because I knew that it would help with the pay-per-view sales. CYP back. I gave you hella time, CYP. You want more?
I'm talking.
my man like to talk over people. Mm-hmm. Listen. This is not to change y'all opinion. Y'all keep y'all opinion. That's what make everything great is everybody disagreeing. I'm going to give you a little advice. Don't be starstruck by every great individual. Every great individual will not be a great coach. You're going to have to face that fact. Floyd has failed with more boxers at the Mayweather gym than he has succeeded. Y'all don't pay attention to that because those dudes aren't as popular. That is fact, CYPL.
No, that is fact. You know, he's got some fighters that, you know, haven't bubbled over there. They've been there and they've never gotten a blow.
Yeah, I've been in the gym. See, that's why he's talking to you about stuff where I've actually been, and I've actually been in the Floyd gym for weeks at a time watching the guys train. Them guys don't never bubble because they never did what Floyd did in the gym. See, and I actually be in the gym, so they can't say I'm capping. All of them could just, hey, we don't even got to go there because I done sparred the KO Bellows in the Floyd gym. I done been in there and watched all the guys in the gym. They don't spar how Floyd spar. They don't run how Floyd run. They don't eat how he eat. And Floyd gives them all the opportunity to do it. All they do is watch Floyd. That's why they're not good as Floyd. They too busy watching him. I was there. When Floyd doing mitts, hey, man, I don't want to see this because I do mitts just like that. I'm out. When he's sparring, I'm there watching. I ain't talking. I ain't doing nothing. I used to be there just watching. Soon as he done sparring, I don't want to see him hit the back. Now it's time for me to go to the gym and work on what I've seen. I've been in the gym with them guys. They don't do nothing, even a drop of what Floyd do, bro. I've been in there. I know them all. Like, some of them do, like the Badu Jacks and the certain guy in the Tabidis. Them guys really work. Like, they work. KO Bellows, they work. Like, Memphis, like, he really works. It's a lot of them guys in there that don't be working. They just be in there, in there trying to get clout. I'm telling you.
Doom, you see that as a coach, your athlete, or your resume? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to J-Mac.
Shit, I got a good resume. I got a 5-0 chance.
You forgot. Floyd did take some, like, I'm not saying they mediocre to try to, like, down them, but known as mid-tier fighters, and he made Ishae Smith a one-time champion, like, from Las Vegas, the first one to ever do it.
Yeah,
like,
shout out to
took
Ishae.
Some guys and
me,
made
let
them
me
some
get
champions.
To CYP. He got a counterpunch here.
First off, that's my statement, your athlete or your resume as a coach. Listen to me. Y'all know I don't make no excuses, man. I got a Super Bowl champion, a track and field champion. Me, Coach Wade, and Joey are the only three coaches who got two world champions in two different sports. Like, I'm working on my third. I know how to get an athlete where he is. And I'm not going to get you there by making up excuses when you don't do well. Like, I don't do that. You going to do well, you're going to make me look good. If you don't do well, I'm going to take responsibility for the shit. Floyd Mayweather is like a 10% successful coach, 90% successful man. Nothing against him. It may not work for AJ. It's all I'm saying. Just because he's Floyd Mayweather don't mean it's going to work because he's Floyd Mayweather. It didn't work out for Michael Jordan. It don't work out for a lot of greats. This is just factual.
Cut it. Cut it. Greatness.
Cut it. Cut it.
What up?
Yo, how we living, y'all? How we living?
Blessed.
What up?
You hear me?
Yeah,
yeah,
man,
we.
Everything is good, man. Everything is good, man. You know, I don't got. You know, I agree much of what's being said in terms of you know, with Mayweather, you know, but either or, like you said, that it can't hurt. You know, if they they already working together, so I guess we got to see how it all plays out. But in the meantime, between time, I definitely want to give a shout out to Clarissa Shields. I didn't get a chance to do that before, man. Shout out to her in her last fight. I like what I've seen, and I think that she put on a different type of performance and what people are usually seeing in her fight. So, shout out to her. Shout out to everybody, man. Definitely helped us first. I like what the two guests were speaking about, man. It made me think about Dr. Sebi and Imhotep. You know, the herbs is going to save our lives, man. That's for sure. So salute to TBV, man. I'm going to holler at y'all later.
Greatness, thanks for calling in. We got Natural Wiz, Hamilton, Canada. What up?
Hello, gentlemen. Good interview. very impressive. And, yeah, probably the best I've ever felt was being on a vegan diet. Like, man, you do feel sharper. You definitely do feel stronger, quicker, everything. It just clicks. But I'm not on that diet right now, so I can definitely see the differences. And I've been on every single diet. As for Mayweather and AJ, the way I look at it, it's this. And, I mean, the only positive thing we can take away from it is that we can hope that whatever he learns, Mayweather, whether he does or not, is that he applies it. That's all. But, yeah, that's my call. Good show.
All right. Steve, talk to us.
How's it going, fellas?
Oh, good.
Been a minute. Yeah, Doomy, don't play that sound, but I don't want to hear Sweet Caroline. You know the rules. Just a quick one. CYP's right. Those who can't teach, that's the adage, right? You know, so, you know, all the greats that he's talked about, it's happened over here in the UK. But I actually called to pick up Troy. Mate, you're absolutely wiling saying that humans aren't the best long-distance runners on the planet, and that's how we don't catch our prey. That's how we've evolved over a million of years. And then when you say, oh, it's the dinosaurs, we're about 65 million years apart, mate, so you might want to check your history on that. And that was it, really. Great show, fellas. Take care.
Stupendous.
All right.
Man, it's always somebody trying to tell me, a black man, what it is. And my people were the first people ever born on this earth. Hey, bro, you got to just chill. Like, this is not a competition on who know more. We shouldn't be doing that. Please don't do it, because I'm going to start making statements that are very factual and that have hurt your feelings. I don't want to do that. That's why I just don't even do it. So just chill. You got to chill. Yeah, chill. It ain't good.
All right.
You are sitting in your mom's spare rooms, just tickling your bollocks.
We got Hawk, Marilyn.
Hawking them down.
All right, what's up, fellas?
What up?
All right, ain't too much. I've been saying for a long time, man, that they was gonna cut Deontay Wilder out. I've been saying that, man. They've been hating on that guy, man. Really, it'd be good if he just get a fight and fight somebody. But that Floyd thing, I don't think Floyd gonna be coming into that camp with the intentions on teaching him how to fight. It's just Floyd can show you little high-level moves that other high-level boxers know about. So maybe they can do a little film study and just work on little high-level moves that they see Tyson Fury do, and Floyd probably could understand it maybe. Because Anthony Joshua can box. He got lateral movement and all that. He's a little bit better to work, a little bit more clay to work with than Deontay Wilder as far as boxing skills. But I just don't think he can beat Tyson Fury. But as far as Floyd go, he can help him with little high-level moves. They can work on some things. I think it's a good idea. Hey, man.
Cut it.
Are you ready for the fire? Those little firemen.
We are firemen.
We run one at him. Okay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Dennis in the house. Thanks for the intro with no intro. I love that. It speaks for itself. First of all, first things first, I thank God for another day. I'm sorry I missed Border Walls, man. My wife was looking at me like, we got the grandkids and her mother, and she's got those old lady type dementia issues. There was no way I could abandon ship. And she's looking. She was going to let me go, but you know, certain loyalties I got to stick with. But now that you in Florida, Ness, I'm sure there'll be something more I can go and chill with you with. I like Troy's addition to the show. He puts, like the nails and hits him with the hammer. And I say, damn, that makes sense. From a boxing in the ring kind of expert dude, you know. And I'm glad that he keeps coming back, because think about it. We had Shannon Briggs for a minute, and that was cool. But Troy's my guy, so I just want to give him big ups to him, a lot mad respect. I appreciate what he brings to the show. Now, the other thing is, like, I mean that when I say that. Like, as we talk about Joshua, my opinion, right, how I look at it is he's a black boxer, but he's a European. He has no slick boxer-type skills. Now, if he comes with Floyd, I'm thinking about where he's going to do it. Is Floyd going to get his jet and go over there? or is Joshua going to come in? Because if he's in the Floyd gym and they kick everybody out, however they handle that, think of the wealth of information that's there. Because you know Zab Judah's going to be on the side talking to him. I know that James Toney's going to be on the side talking. You seen James Toney's Instagram page? I'm hooked on that shit. Him and I talk. You know, so it's just what it brings. And more importantly, what would be the plan of implementation? How would he do it? How would he get there? Who else would be involved? Is Floyd going to tell everybody, shut up?
Cut it. Listen, man, that dude knows something. So y'all should just listen to him. He has some good points. And I really feel like Joshua it could be a good addition. You just got to be able to take some from fighters and add it into your style. We're not saying you got to fight like this fighter, but it's the man who's willing to sit down and listen at any time is the man who's gonna learn.
Stone Bone Boxing.
What up? Yeah, man. Shout out to Troy, man, talking that truth, man. That's old science that the great Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching in the 30s about the living foods, like what you're eating and what you're putting in your body. The alkaline, the living foods, the greens. And just think about this. If you throw a steak on the ground outside and let it sit there and just let it rot, what do you think it's doing in your body versus if you put some type of vegetable or fruit that came from the earth back there and you'll watch it deteriorate and something, probably another tree will grow in that place. So it's just the difference of what you put in your body. You got to understand that science. It's an old science, but it's a true science. And the original family, we got that science. So if y'all need some of that, come on over to the NOI. We can teach y'all how to eat to live and get yourself right. But listen, I don't think Floyd is there to teach AJ how to slip a punch or none of that shit. He there to teach AJ how not to have a panic attack when there's 16,000, 17,000 people in Madison Square Garden and he on foreign turf. That's what he's there to teach him, how to be a superstar, how to walk, how you feel, how to be able to channel that. And I think that's what Floyd can probably help him with. I don't think he really got much to do with in the ring, but if he can get to the ring all the way right, he'll perform better without that anxiety. And I think Floyd is one of the few guys that's on an eight that could achieve.
Cut it. Trey in the Bay.
You in a hurry, boy? Where you going?
Trey in the Bay.
Hello?
Yes.
I say, you in a hurry, Ness, boy. Where you going?
Nowhere. I'm just, you know, using a soundbite.
Oh, I ain't been here in a while. I've been hearing that cut it. Yeah. Ness going somewhere, y'all. Don't let him fool you. Hey, look, the AJ thing, I think he's stiff. I think he danced to the flute. I mean, you know, the rest of us dance to the drums. But I ain't counting the man out, man. The man showed his heart. He got beat by Andrew Weiss and came back and did his thing. I mean, none of us really liked how he did it, but he did it, y'all. I mean, the Pulev fight, he threw like 97 uppercuts and missed 95 of them. You know, I mean, if Fury really drinking and saying all the shit that he doing, because I don't believe a word that man says. I mean, look, y'all, I'm confused. Am I the only one that's got questions? Am I the only one that's got fucking questions?
Questions
how they
about
having
what?
You say what?
Questions about what, though?
I got questions about everything. Did Wilder just be like, hey, yo, all right, I'll take step aside. Did the contract really expire? What happened to mediation? These motherfuckers just woke up and had a fight. They've been having a fight since last year, since Wilder lost.
Cut it. Caught in the match. Wilder getting step aside money until that gets debunked. We got Josh with a counterpunch. Talk to us.
What's up, TV? Hey, I was wanting to comment. There was somebody saying there was no way Tyson Fury cheated. And I just want to lay something out online. If y'all want to put 1 + 1 together, y'all can make it equal 2. That'd be great. But the man has an Irish mob boss who has spent a ton of money on him and wants to get his money back and is cleaning his money through NTK Global. Second, Bob Arum has lost probably the most money of all his fighters has been on Tyson Fury. He gave that man a $100 million contract, and he has not lived up to none whatsoever unless since he fought Wilder. That's it. The two fights are short, and Wilder, he ain't make no money. It was comp tickets given out. So the people that want to think that there's no way that Tyson Fury could have cheated, I mean, come on, bro, let's be real. Margarito, who was he under when that happened, when he loaded his glove? Top Rank. I mean, come on, y'all. Like I said, Bob Arum lost a lot of money on that, man, and he knows the way he get his money back is a fight between
Cut it,
Joshua
cut
and
it, man. The truth cut is, it. Bob cut never it. Said he lost money on Tyson. He said he lost money on Crawford, man. We got Antonio in Albany.
Yo, man, damn, yo. For real, man, you got to bring up the Wilder.
Actually,
do me breathing heavy into the mic. We got, oh, yes, Antonio in Albany.
Hey, man, what's going on? Yo, people still talking about the Fury fight? Like 5 years ago, man, people ain't got nothing new to talk about, man. But anyways, I don't think Anthony Joshua needs Floyd for the ring walks, for the lights or anything like that. He already got all that in the UK. The only thing I think is Floyd on the down low, and I'm gonna be wrong. On the down low, he's going for Fury again. He's gonna bet on Fury, and he wants to make sure that Joshua doesn't have any new skills, doesn't have no advantages on that bet that Floyd's gonna bet when they come to fight, yo. That's my opinion, man. But other than that, man.
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
not.
You never know. Absolutely
you never
not
know.
For sure.
All right. You do never know. We're going to Corey, North Carolina.
Good morning, y'all.
What up?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah. I think that this would be a great addition to Joshua, man. And like you say, man, it can't hurt. Iron sharpened iron. You know what I mean? I also think what you said earlier as far as Deontay Wilder with pride, that's what hurt him, man. If he wasn't so prideful, who knows, man, to have the great give you an eye as to what's going on the inside of that ring. I mean, just the knowledge that you can get can be helpful. You know what I'm saying? Now, what you do with it, that's up to you. But,
exactly.
I mean, hey, it can help. That's the way I look at it.
I agree, brother. Thank you for calling in. Coach J-Mac,
all right.
Counterpunch.
Yo, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I think CYP got it a misunderstanding. It's not that you use my name to quote what he said about something about your coaches or your athletes or whatever it was. I think you was throwing salt.
Definitely was.
All right, what you using my name for? I'm not training these dudes on a consistent basis. I put my time in. I travel. I Skype call.
Nah,
I meet up for
just,
a few hours. How
I
do I get
like,
to?
I just like messing with you, man. You know that. That's all.
I know you like messing with me, but I wanted to clear it up. See why P thought you were saying I said the quote, but you really was just trying to shit on my name again.
Nah.
With my fight. That was good.
Shit on your name is so harsh. It's more like mess with you, man. Just mess with
I know,
you.
I know. I get it.
Yo,
no, it's
what?
All good.
If anything, it's Calito's fault. He the one reminding me in the chat. He like, yo, we got to stop calling J-Mac a coach because he ain't got no Border Wars wins.
Nah. Actually, I do. But Khalido's always been a fan. He just one of them little weirdos that like to talk about me. Won't ever meet me up face to face. Say the same stuff. Keep the same energy.
You know
that's just a typical casual. That's the typical TBV fans. They just sit in the chat, want type, and fans and shit like that. So I'm used to that. All right, that's my call, man.
Yo, J-Mac got a full schedule. Of everybody he be wanting to meet with, man. That schedule is packed.
Hey, I just want to say, like, and I know, like, we talking about Floyd helping AJ and all of that. And listen, man, if y'all could just have seen Floyd spar, you will understand, like, just watching that was like, oh, snap, this is different boxing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I got to see him work.
Like, it's different, ain't it?
But I mean, it's very much like the fights, you know. For instance, like you know, he's such a high level that he barely gets touched, barely gets grazed, barely's in a difficult situation. But let me get your counterpunch from Trey and the Bay. Yeah.
Trey in the Bay.
Yeah,
counterpunch.
Hey, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, I got so many questions. We just rolled over the arbitration. These dudes are fighting, the mediation. I'm like, man, am I the only one? Am I the only one that see all this shit? How come I'm the only one with all these motherfucking questions? Tyson, we don't have to honor rematch clauses. JoJo Diaz got to wait it out. Imagine Kevin Farmer.
Exactly.
Like,
that's the thing. Like, JoJo Diaz got away with it. And so that could be the case here because it was the same excuse. But, again, Max said.
Before we skip over it, how? How did he get out of the rematch clause?
Because of
COVID. Is
that
the same spirit got out of it? Like, I got questions.
No.
That's all I
got. He got out of it for the same reason. COVID, the contract expired. That's what happened for JoJo. It's just Tevin ain't Wilder. Tevin ain't Wilder, and with the legal team of Wilder, you know what I'm saying?
The legal team holding this up is the legal team. Why they wasn't able to announce the fight for like a year or some months? I don't know,
but I know they announced it now. And Max Kellerman is insinuating that Wilder's receiving step-aside. So until Wilder come out or his team come out and say that he's not receiving step-aside money, then we go back to assuming the arbitration is still on. But looks like it's over.
I have it, right? Huh? I'm just saying, I kind of know. You know, I know a few people that's been wrapped up. It never really worked out like that for them. I need Tyson Fury. We need some people.
What you mean? Like, we see people get paid in settlements all the time. What are you talking about?
You're saying
wrapped up and get out of it. Like, what you mean? You pay to get out of it. That's how it always works. Floyd had to pay. And he got sued by Pacquiao for defamation of character. Like, you get out of it by paying.
Well, we knew what happened. Didn't just secretly go away. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is just like, oh, they fighting. They fighting.
What you said? Because it's hard to hear. You said, we seen what happened. What?
Uh-huh. Hold on. Let me get out the booster.
Okay, but we heard about what happened. We saw the lawsuits. You know, shit came out. It's like, this right here just got smooth.
Well, we don't even know if it's been a lawsuit. No reporter's ever said lawsuit. No reporters,
right.
No reporters ever used those words. Not that I know of, unless I missed that article.
Saying it ain't real. I'm just saying, you know, we left some things, some details are being left out. I like details. Where the fuck is the information?
I mean, you keep saying where's the information. You know what you got to do. We gotta demand that Wilder and his side talk because we getting plenty of information from Fury. You know, we're getting plenty of information from Frank Warren, Bob Arum, plenty of information from Eddie and AJ, Sky Sports. You know, it's Wilder that needs to tell us. Like, that's what you're not comfortable with. You're not comfortable with Wilder coming out announcing his next move, but Fury and AJ announcing their next move. And we all just got to wait for Wilder. There's nothing we can do. Nobody going to talk for him. But...
All right.
All you can do is just wait.
All we can do is wait. But I think that's everybody right now. Double checking.
Double time.
That's it. That's GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch us on the next one.
You already know, Alex _ Doomsday _ LAINEZ.
We got Coach Myers just jumped on. What up?
Is that Coach Myers?
Yo, what's good?
What up?
What's good, champ?
I just had a question. Ain't nothing much. I just had a question. If Wilder accepts step-aside money, does that, it basically means he's agreeing to let them fight, right? So it's not like they won the arbitration. He's just agreeing to let them fight, right?
Yeah.
That's what Stepper Side is, right?
Yeah.
All right, so basically Wilder's cool with them fighting then.
If that is true, if that is true, right? Like, he got to come out and be like, you know, Max Kellerman don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's just assuming.
Got you, got you. And another thing, do me. I'll be up in Jersey on Saturday. I'm going to hit you on Instagram and try to link
all
up
right
with you.
And how come, champion.
I got you. And Ness, we got to do a show about Jamal saying he wants that Benavidez fight now. So, you know, we got to cook something like that up soon. But that's my call.
All right. And that, what you going to do with that boomerang?
Boomy.
Give it to J-Mac.
J-Mac.
Yo.
What up?
Yeah, Kozmai is a very smart man. I had a feeling he was going to give me that boomerang. Speaking of fights and counting my wins, well, since me and Ken V getting together, Kendrick, you know, the heavyweight, everybody scared to fight, like yourself.
I mean, I could get
a win against
fight,
you. Hold on.
Fight, smoke him out, Joe.
No, hold on.
Jay.
Are you? Can I get it off?
Jay.
All right, that's totally fine. Kendrick, say he'll fight him.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be a win, and then I can get my biggest win in Border Wars against you.
Well, I'm retired. I don't know if you missed that episode.
I know you retired.
Oh,
I know you retired because you've been retired. You've been wanting to retire since dude came on the scene.
Who? Yo. It's funny the narrative you paint, but Kendrick's been around, right? He's been around for at least two or three Border Wars, but never participated in any. And And hold on. And all his rumored fights were never with me. They were with other people.
Right, because
so you got your information wrong.
Cut it.
I did retire.
Cut it.
And I'm glad you think he's great so that together we can build his name and he can be the next Border Wars heavyweight champ. The belt is vacant. You know, he has zero wins, so he's not even eligible for a shot at the belt. But, you know, get your fight up there. Let's get him right. And let's build him to be the new face because that's what we need. We need a young champion, right? The old champions always have to pass the torch. You know, Floyd and I, we retired. We're done doing what we can't. We did what we did. We did what we had to do. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see you. The community knows J-Mac a lot. You know, there's plenty of coaches, Derek James, Bo Mac, Freddie Roach. They all do me. Train and fought. We would love to see you. I'm a full-time promoter now. I want to make you great by building your name as a fighter or a coach if you choose to stay on the other sides of the ropes for whatever reason, you know. But I believe a fight with you and all these people that you be calling out would be great. Yeah,
you know,
tell them, Trav FDY, I retired on top. Like, they can't get mad at that. You know, it's only very few. Me, Floyd, I don't even know who else, man. Like, it's very few people, man, that retire at the top of the game. But I think that's what's going to make me a great promoter is that, you know, I understand what's necessary. But Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter, catch us on the next one. And don't forget, if you're great, you can pull, you know, Floyd always gets pulled out of retirement, you know, but it's always worth his while. What is he making now for Logan?
$100 million,
but it got him out. It got him out. If you want
nine figures, that's
if you thing. Want that shot at Floyd, you got to get him out. You want that shot at Ness, you got to get me out of retirement. Just know I'm still actively working out every single day except weekends. It's still hard to get.
If you want me out of retirement, like I said, same thing, Ness. If you really want, I'm actively working.
Yeah. Because
these fighters I train, I be in the ring with them. You know, and they be at super middleweight, and they skillful.
You know, people could just go on my Instagram, at Killertainment. You could take a look. I got...
Wait. So what's your offer? What is your deal? Like, what do you want? Now, somebody wants Troy King, June 12th, Wisconsin, in front of 400 to 500 people. We got bartenders with bustiers bringing you bottle service.
Listen, that's just going to be a favor for you because I'm used to doing
stuff like that. Listen, you a celebrity. We need to get you some sort of whatever. What is your team saying that Troy needs? What do you need to get this done?
I'll talk to my wife because I'm sure she'll be there.
All right.
We'll make sure we can get it done.
Get those terms and conditions over.
I will definitely
listen.
On
what,
this level, you
got
to be talk to your wife.
No, definitely. Absolutely. But I'm dead serious. Let me see what we can do because I know Corey Frank offered Marvin. Marvin actually said he wanted to fight Corey, but he said he can't fight June. He said he's got to take some time off to give time to the kids, you know. He's been in two straight back-to-back camps. He fought twice back-to-back in Border Wars. So, you know, he definitely wants to take some time off. I'm telling him, time waits for no fucking man. You in your prime right now, and this is the biggest Border Wars ever. Border Wars 11 is going to be in front of 400 to 500 people. It's up to you to fill it up. So if you fight on this card, not only are you going to be on TV because BPE is on Roku, it's on Apple TV, it's on, you know, your smartphone, your Android, you're also going to fight in front of people. The family to come sees you, they could get bottle service or just a waitress. It doesn't matter. But all that good shit, we got smoke and lasers. Smoke and lasers. Like, don't be keen and miss this opportunity. Like, Keem, you could bounce back on the next one, but you could bounce back on this one with the ring walk, with the smoke and the lasers and the live DJ. You understand? I mean, we're talking about immediate celebration. Once your fight is over, we got showers. You go shower, you put on your fucking, your congratulate me outfit, you know? Come congratulate me outfit, and you party in that crowd of 400 to 500 that was there to see you, you know? Hopefully you get to wear that IBO medallion again if they're back for the sponsorship. But y'all better talk to y'all wives, man. Stop the games. You cannot miss this one. This is the biggest one yet, bro. It's going to be bananas, and we got, what, 85 days? When I start getting these sponsors and you can kick yourself in the back because you're gonna be like, damn, I don't get that goodie bag. I only had gloves. You know, I only had a ribbon. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna do it big this time, man. We have to. We got to. You know?
We got to have it.
Yeah. But that is everyone, man, and we're going to catch out on the next one.
We got everybody counterpunches, CYP counterpunches. Everybody got counterpunches.
Yeah,
call.
Everybody.
He asked for his call. That's
nah,
why
we definitely gave him that. CYP somehow remembers so much facts about boxing, but never that we go to him free on his call. But yeah, we went to him. You know, we're out of here.
This is the Boxing Voice. If you're interested in the memberships, remember to hit that link in the video description, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you liked what you were listening to, and hit that bell, too, because if it ain't shaking, you ain't baking with us.
Troy,
at any
what you
time.
Weighing today, Troy?
And
say
he
it
just,
again.
What you weigh today? What I weigh today?
I'm last night I weighed myself a couple of days. I was like 147.8.
Damn, you won't fight shape. And you're going to have to fight down. You're going to have to fight one.
That's what I'm saying. I could fight at 140 for real.
140.
I could make that today. Like,
J-Mac,
literally.
J-Mac, you know what fight would be good? If we lived in another world and CYP was, you know, if we could rock with him that way. Yo, CYP and Kendrick. Battle of the Bodies. You know what I'm saying? Those two dudes look the same from the neck, you know, waist, torso area. That would be crazy. CYP, you got your free call. Get your butt out of here, man. We out. Peace.